Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro. Blessed are you, Hashem, because everything comes into existence through His word. Did you ever notice that a bracha starts out talking to Hashem, but it finishes talking about Hashem? And this is not limited to Shehakol. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you, Hashem, Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvosav, who sanctified us with His commandments. So why is this? To address this question, here's Rabbi Daniel Gladstein from the series Rabbi Daniel Gladstein on Tefillah, with not one, not two, not even three, but four answers in a shir entitled, Why a Bracha Starts Off in the Second Person and Concludes in the Third Person, Four Approaches.
The Avudraham quotes the Yevin Yarchi, Neshalti al inyan abracha betchilasen medaber klape Hashem kilu kenegdei. At first we're speaking to God as if He's straight opposite us. Uvesoifan in the end kilu enoy kenegdei, as if He's not opposite us. Tam lekulam, the reason for all of them, because this really applies by all brachas, whether it's a berachas hamitzvah or a berachas hanenin. Mimash shenemar shivisi Hashem lenegdei samin. It says I place God before me always. Ki kishamazker es Hashem, because when we mention God's name, va'oimer, Baruch Ato Hashem, who I made lenegdai. When you say Baruch Ato Hashem, God is standing opposite you. V'kiven she'oimer achar kach, melech ha'olam, and afterwards when you say King of the World, Nimtzad comes out, she'enoi oimed lenegdai. He's not standing opposite you anymore. In other words, like this, when you say Hashem's name, it's Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. When you say Yud Kei Vav Kei, God has to be in the forefront of your mind. You have to imagine that He's right opposite you. But then when you say Melech Ha'olam, so you're not opposite Him anymore. Sherat Zoloimar, Oysay Alaykenu, Shemelech Ha'olam, Hu Kiddushan Mitzvay Savitz Ven La'as Soysam. In other words, we're basically referring to God in two veins. Number one, Yud Kei Vav Kei. When it comes to Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, God is right opposite me. But when it comes to God as King of the World, so now this is His sovereignty over the whole universe, so God is no longer, so to speak, right in front of your face, that God is the one who commanded you to do the mitzvah. That's the reason why the mitzvah changes from Noichach to Nistar. V'hariva kasav, the riva writes, Sh'atam sh'tiknu abrach zol sh'noichach v'nistar, v'nei sh'akadosh baruch hu nigla v'nistar, God is revealed and hidden. Nigla mitzad masav, He is revealed through His actions, meaning COVID-19 is God. So we see the ramifications of God's actions. The elections, who will win, how various cities are performing, how various happenings are occurring, these are all the acts of God, and that's apparent, that's nigla. So Hashem is nigla mitzad masav. However, His divinity, His godliness is hidden. V'nistar mitzad alakusai. Just like the neshama, we just learned to Masech the Brachas. V'gam ha-neshama, nireis v'nalamas. The neshama is apparent, and it's also hidden. L'chein ha-nefesh mivayreches b'noichach v'nistar. Like this. Since God is hidden and revealed, and who's making the bracha? The nefesh, which is hidden and revealed. So therefore, the neshama expresses itself in this way, k'may shenemar, baruchi nafshi es Hashem, v'chol k'ravai, Hashem kodshoi, baruchi nafshi es Hashem, Hashem elokai, gadalta ma'od, oisar kasama. So basically, since God is revealed and hidden, as is the neshama sort of makes reference and alludes to that in the manner in which the neshama offers a bracha.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shir and much more on outorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.